News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts. Three people have been arrested in connection with a double murder in Woods County. The county sheriff and OSBI are investigating the case in Freedom, Oklahoma. The bodies of two men were found inside a house. Both had been shot to death. While reviewing doorbell camera video from nearby homes, police spotted a vehicle leaving the scene, leading to the arrest. Names have not been released. During a House Rules Committee meeting, a modification to the crime of sharing sexual images removes the need to identify the person in the picture or their age. Capitol correspondent Albert Castellanos has more on the story.
The bill says that anyone who shares sexual images without consent three or more times within 6 months is guilty of a felony and faces up to 10 years in prison. House Representative Tony Hasenbeck says this is a problem in Oklahoma.
We have had children in the state of Oklahoma commit suicide, attempt suicide, because 56-year-old men posing as teenage children have talked these kids into sending images.
The bill is still being worked on as it makes its way through the House.
The Energy Discrimination Elimination Act is likely headed for change in the legislature. More from Radio Oklahoma's Bob Sands.
A pair of bills have cleared a House committee that will likely change a law that was designed to protect the state's oil and gas industry over alternative energy. One would exempt local communities from the law. The other would settle disputes between a state entity with a state treasurer over compliance. The current law resulted in several major national banks and investment houses being blacklisted from the state's investment portfolio.
Well, after 33 years with the programs, John Smith announces he is retiring from his head coaching job at Oklahoma State. Smith has led the team to 5 NCAA national championships and 33 individual titles. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our 4 Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.